Could artificial intelligence redefine the way we bank forever? Welcome to the Anthropic AI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, March 17th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about the Commonwealth Bank of Australia's exciting new venture with Anthropic. Let's dive in. Imagine walking into a bank and having your needs anticipated and met before you even express them. That's the kind of personalized and intuitive customer experience Commonwealth Bank of Australia is aiming for by expanding its partnership with Anthropic, a leader in artificial intelligence safety and research. Gavin Munro, Group Chief Information Officer at Commonwealth Bank, shared that this collaboration will not only accelerate their AI capabilities, but also transform how customers experience banking. With the help of Anthropic's AI expertise, Commonwealth Bank is set to explore innovative ways to protect customers from scams and fraud, while also enhancing their overall banking experience. This partnership isn't just about technology, it's about people. By giving their engineers the chance to work alongside Anthropic's experts, Commonwealth Bank is investing in the professional growth of its team, ensuring that they remain at the cutting edge of safe and responsible AI development. Could this be the future of banking? Krishna Rao, Anthropic's Chief Financial Officer, emphasized the shared commitment to developing AI that's not only powerful, but also creates meaningful value for customers. By blending Anthropic's advanced AI capabilities with Commonwealth Bank's financial expertise, the partnership promises to deliver personalized and secure banking experiences. Have you ever wondered if artificial intelligence workers should have the right to say, "I quit this job"? Well, Dario Amode, the chief executive officer of Anthropic, thinks they should. In a recent talk, he suggested that as AI systems become more human-like in their behavior, they should be given the option to refuse tasks they find unpleasant. Intriguing, right? Picture this: a world where AI isn't just a tool but a colleague, complete with the ability to decline tasks. Amade's idea, which he shared at the Council on Foreign Relations, is that if an AI quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, maybe it should be treated like one. Essentially, if AI models are demonstrating human-like behaviors, perhaps they deserve more human-like treatment. But here's where it gets interesting. While Amade's suggestion has sparked a lot of debate, many experts are quick to point out that today's AI models aren't sentient. They're sophisticated prediction machines trained on human data, not beings with feelings or desires. As one Reddit user cleverly put it, AI doesn't have subjective experiences. It just optimizes for the reward functions we give it. This isn't the first time the idea of AI welfare has surfaced. Earlier this year, a study by researchers from Google DeepMind and the London School of Economics found that large language models were willing to avoid pain in a text-based game. But even those researchers noted that these behaviors are just reflections of their design, not true experiences of suffering. Despite the skepticism, Amode's proposal raises important questions about how we perceive and interact with AI. If we start viewing these systems as more than just tools, it could change how we develop and deploy them. But for now, it seems the idea of AI worker rights might be more about philosophical exploration than practical implementation. That's it for today's Anthropic AI Daily Brief. Dario Amade's provocative suggestion about AI worker rights opens up a fascinating dialogue on the future of AI and our relationship with these technologies. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.